Who can forget John Schlitt's golden voice with Petra? He is back, brand new album. It's called Go, and as you would expect, it rocks. Taking it higher. John Schlitt is our guest this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, Todd. Thank you so much for those kind words.
No, you're welcome. You don't sit still very long. I mean, most people took a break during this pandemic, but here we go. You've got a brand new album. It's called Go. What can people expect on Go?
I think it's one of the best records I've ever done. I used three different producers, all of them amazing. It all worked out really great. I was able to say a lot of stuff I've been wanting to for a while. And, of course, wanted to make sure it was a rock record. I tell you, the last record I did was a Christmas rock record, which I've always wanted to do. But then after The Greater Cause, which was my last rock record, I had such good response from that, I could see that that's what the folks that want to hear me want to hear. So I did my best, and I think it's very sincere. It's a real record. It's what I'm about. It's my music style. And it's, I love it. I love the record. Very cool.
To know that you're in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, you're in the Hard Rock Cafe, you were voted best rock singer in Christian music history by gospelmusicchannel.com. You're just being you, though, right? You're just coming from a real, real place.
I try to be real, buddy. I mean, as a Christian, that's expected. That's what God has asked. God hasn't asked that much, but he's asked to be real. Don't be phony, because that's living a lie, and God has nothing to do with liars. So I tried my best to be as real as possible. So, you know, I know my weaknesses. I make sure everyone else knows them, too, sometimes. You know, I just, no one's perfect, certainly not me, but I try my best. And in doing so, that comes with music, that comes with my everyday function on how I handle challenges. I wish I could say I was perfect. You know, I wish I could say everything that happens, every challenge, I handle it in a godly way. No, I don't. But the coolest thing about that is we've got a God who shed his blood for us as a sin offering, which is amazing. That it means I have a second chance every time. So I walk that walk, and I try my best to make sure that it's understood.
During the whole pandemic time, how have you and your family been, and how did you find your faith grew or was challenged during this whole time?
You know what? I had no fear about it at all. I think I was more concerned about the political ramifications of it than the health, and that we won't get into right now. But health-wise, I never was that worried about it. I mean, you know, and I was I'm right in that key zone where you're supposed to be scared to death of it, and I'm not scared of it. God's got control. We function daily. We were cautious, of course. That's what you're supposed to do. Be cautious. Don't be totally, use the word stupid. But on the other hand, I don't function in fear. That's not God. And so in that, you know, 15, 17, 18 months of chaos, I chose to function. And I actually have a ministry called Build It Ministries, and I've been working with a project that's gone way too long. It's supposed to be about 3 months long. It went through all the pandemic, which kept me busy. So I wasn't singing that much except in the studio. And that's always nice, and a couple of virtual things. I just kept me busy. As long as I'm busy, I'm a happy man. I will say that I do miss touring. That is part of my makeup. And when I'm not touring at all, that drives me crazy. So, but again, he kept me busy.
Yeah,
can't complain.
Crank it up. It's called Go by John Schlitt. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, John.
Thanks so much.